at about 6 a.m., SPLA position at Kaya came under heavy attack by anti-peace elements. And after about 1 hour of heavy fighting, the attackers were repulsed. And on doing searches on the battlefield, we were able to get some rebel fighters together with the body belonging to a white person.
Mm-hmm. And have you identified the body of this white person?
Unfortunately, there were no documents on him for us to identify who he was in terms of his name and in terms of his nationality. But we can confirm to you that it appeared like the white man was embedded with the rebel fighters in their assault on our position at Kaya.
Okay, so is there any information on his occupation?
We have no details. We are still waiting to get more information from anybody who might claim the body. And what the leadership, the military leadership did yesterday was for a military helicopter to be sent to Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
The body was arrested and brought to Juba. It is currently at the Juba Military Teaching Hospital, awaiting identification by relatives or any foreign government.
All right. So how is the current situation in Kaya as we speak?
It had stabilized. The attackers were repulsed, and SPLA went on to consolidate defenses around Kaya and within our area of deployment. So the situation is very stable now.
So the situation is very stable, and you say that the body of this person is in Juba Teaching Hospital. And we have been hearing that he's a journalist. Is there anything that you can add on that?
We have no confirmation about his occupation because we do not have any form of identification telling us who he was. And that's why we are saying we can only confirm that a white person lost his life when rebel fighters attacked our positions in Kaya. We are here to get more information on who he was in terms of his name, in terms of his nationality, and what he had come to do with the rebel fighters who had come to attack our position.
Right. And I mean, how many people were lost in these clashes?
We have conflicting figures,
but
I can confirm to you that on the battlefield we were able to get three bodies, two belonging to the rebel fighters and one belonging to the white man. We are still getting more information on the total number of people who might have lost their lives in the fight for Kaya.